Some say Chinese is one of the most difficult languages in the world, and learning it is almost impossible.
So learning Chinese, the most difficult thing.
非常难.
So I'm sort of tone deaf. I can't really hear them.
I think the cultural mindset is the biggest complication for
the grammar.
知吃思吃都还难.
It's just complicated. So much.
Only because you're not learning it in the right way. Why not try Takeaway Chinese, where you can take some Chinese away and experience progress day by day. Takeaway Chinese, we will promise you a difference.
Welcome to Takeaway Chinese. I'm Niu Honglin. Join me today, Georgia Massad. Welcome to the show, Georgia.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Great to have you as always. I ask you this all the time, but I like to ask you on the show, how are you these days? Anything good happening in life?
Actually, yes. I was having this thought yesterday where we're always so busy, so many things are happening, and we're always struggling a little bit, but we never have a moment to say, this is actually a good moment. I'm going through a good moment. So many good things are happening. I feel like sometimes I tend to focus on only the bad things happening and not on the good ones. So I think I should focus more on those things that are really going good, which are a lot if we actually think about it.
Exactly. In Chinese, we say, 世界上不缺少美, 只缺少发现美的眼睛, basically meaning that the world is full of beautiful things, and what it lacks is a pair of eyes that can notice the little beautiful things around. I think that is a good philosophy, a good saying.
This is so true. We have so many things to be grateful for, but sometimes we fail to look at it.
Yeah, because we focus on the major milestone things happening in our lives. We want us to be upgraded to a certain stage every couple of months almost, and you want to, you know, achieve something major, you want to win a major contest, you want to be the first one in a class, in a examination, and you want to be promoted, you want to, you know, we want too many things. And sometimes it's the tiny little moments, tiny little happiness in our lives that are sometimes even constant. And if you notice that, you will feel happier. And it's, I think, good for our mental health.
I absolutely think the same. Sometimes we try to reach new things and we always want more. And we say to ourselves, once I will reach this milestone, I will be truly happy. But then something else comes and we're always chasing after something, which is not bad per se. But at the same time, we tend to lose what's truly important and what is happening through these milestones.
Yes, which is why in Chinese, we have this relatively trendy word in these couple of years that is 小确幸.
小确幸.
Yes, it means little things in life that make you happy. So 小, we know, is small or little. 幸 stands for 幸福 or 幸运. So it's the lucky things or the happy things. Mm-hmm. And 确, 确定. So it's a very certain, it's a very predictable, it's mm-hmm. there, it's certain, it's small, but it brings joy to life. I like that concept, actually.
I actually do too. And is it a new word, as you mentioned?
I think it's relatively new. It does not exist in traditional Chinese or mm-hmm. in, I think now maybe you can find it in a lot of places. In the very beginning, it starts as a internet slang or a trendy word. And later on, people find it very useful in life and started using it. I think that's a kind of evolution of language as well.
Yes, it's important this last years to have these kind of words.
Yes, so for our dear listeners, if you're interested in Chinese culture and you want to get a grip on the Chinese language, then this is the show for you. Stick with us for 30 minutes and you soon see the rewards. And for more fun Chinese learning, follow our Facebook page, Learn Chinese, to watch many fun videos and live streams. But now, let's provide you with some free Chinese for takeaway.
你今天看起来很高兴啊。
对, 我上周在路边捡了一根树枝, 今天早上居然开花了。
怪不得你心情这么好。
是啊，我本来只是想拿来当装饰，没想到竟然还会开花。
你今天看起来很高兴啊。
对，我上周在路边捡了一根树枝，今天早上居然开花了。
怪不得你心情这么好。
是啊，我本来只是想拿来当装饰，没想到竟然还会开花。
See, that is a very surprising, lovely, definitely making you happy moment.
Yes, sometimes, as we said a lot of times, we don't have conversation about little things that make us happy.
But we should.
But it's, yeah, we should. We should focus on those small things, but that bring you joy, and they will bring them also to the listener.
Yeah, so let's take a look at the language first and try to introduce to our listeners some other fun, little, but definitely joyful moments. The first sentence here, yes, is
你今天看起来很高兴啊。
You seem very happy today.
你
You
今天
Today
看起来
To look like.
We say 看起来 You look. 这个听起来很好 It sounds. 尝起来很美味 Tastes really good. So 起来 is like when you start doing something and you have this feeling. So that's the structure. 很
Very
高兴
Happy.
Ah.
Exclamation word at the end.
I like your way of explaining it. Yes, we put it at the end of the sentence to say, it's kind of like an exclamation mark. It's showing that we're relatively enthusiastic about the things we just said.
Yeah, I'm very happy to see you happy.
Yes.
And then, 对,我上周在路边捡了一根树枝,今天早上居然开花了。
Yes.I picked up a branch on the roadside last week, and this morning it bloomed.
Yes, great. So, 对。
对, right, you're right.
对,是的,没错。These can all be, you're right, great. I am agreeing with you. 我。
I.
上周。
上周 last week.
Let's do a little review, shall we? 上周 is last week. What about next week?
下周
How about last month?
上月
上个月 Here we need
上个月
How about next month?
下个月
Perfect How about last year?
去年 sorry
去年 no worries How about next year?
明年
Yes So that's how you do all these things Again there is notnecessarily a rule or something that you can, reason all the different kind of correlation, but you can just remember them. So every time when I see them in a conversation, I'll try to review or help our listeners out there review all these words. So you have another chance to try remember them and use them. So yesterday, 昨天,
昨天
today, 今天,
今天
tomorrow, 明天
明天、
上周 last week
上周
this week 这周
这周
next week 下周
下周、
上个月 last month
last month 上个月
这个月 this month
这个月 this month
下个月 next month
下个月
去年 last year
去年
今年
this year 今年
明年
next year, 明年
Yes, see, reviewed all once
yeah,
more.
This is so useful to do them.
Hopefully, when you guys are listening out there, you can try doing the same as I do with Georgia. That is, try to remember how to say all these different time period, how to say the previous one and the next one. And by trying it out, reviewing it again and again, it will help you remember them. Moving on, 在
At
路边
The side of the road.
The side of the road. 边 carries the meaning of an edge or the side of something. And 路 is the road. And do you know how to say street food?
I actually don't.
Street food in Chinese would be 小吃 snack or 路边摊.
路边摊
yeah,
小吃
so, yeah, so 小吃 is snack, whereas actually we say 路边摊 so 路边 we know is the side of the road, 摊 means a little stool, so a little stroller, a little tiny little shop on the side of the road, so 路边摊 suggests the kind of street food.
Okay, 路边摊
捡
to pick up
捡了
to finish the action of picking
yes.
up
一根树枝
A branch?
A branch. So, 根 is the measure word here. When it's a long stick-shaped thing, we tend to use 一根, for example, 一根笔 or 一支笔 would do. Both can be the measure word for long stick-shaped thing.
Mm-hmm.
And 树枝 is the branch. Actually, 树 is the tree, 枝 is the branch. But again, Chinese people like two-syllable words. So, 树枝, the branch.
Also, it makes sense. It's a tree branch.
yes, yes, that's true. 今天
Today.
早上
In the morning.
居然
居然 unexpectedly.
Unexpectedly, something even happened. So, 居然 indicates that something is unexpected, beyond common expectations. Usually, we would have clause 1, 居然, and the unexpected outcome. For example, you can say things like, I hit him and he didn't even cry. 我打了他,他居然没哭。See, the first part is something he did and then 居然 the outcome, the unexpected outcome. So, I can say, for example, he actually lives next door to us. What a coincidence.
I would say 他居然住在我们家隔壁。真是缘分呢。
See, great, that is amazing. So, 居然 not only brings an unexpected thing, it also allows the speaker to give a comment on the unexpected thing. So, for example, in the example, we say, 真是缘分啊, it's such a fun and happy coincidence. You are giving a comment to the unexpected outcome or the unexpected phenomenon you just described.
And could I say also 突然 or it's only 居然?
Only 居然. 突然 means suddenly. It's like, yes, it's a little bit different. 开花了.
To bloom.
To bloom. So 开 means to open. You can imagine a little flower blooming. It opens up with all these petals very beautifully. So in Chinese, we say 开花.
开花 it's such a good word, and now it's almost March. It's March, actually. So, flowers are blooming.
Yes, flowers are blooming. 开花了。怪不得你心情这么好。
It is no wonder that you're such in a good mood.
Yes, so 怪不得。
No wonder, it's not surprising.
Yes, no wonder, it's a very useful word. 怪不得 can be no wonder, or you cannot blame. So because 怪 carries the meaning of blame or strange, so if it's strange, 怪不得 it's not strange, then no wonder. Or if it's you're blaming someone, 不 is cannot, 得 you cannot blame someone. So these are the two meanings. So 你这样就怪不得我了。If you act like that, then you cannot blame me for hurting you back or taking my revenge, something like that. But here it means 怪不得, no wonder, it's not strange that 你心情这么好, you're in such a good mood. So two ways of using it.
Yeah, it makes sense. It could be used in this way also.
And we know 你 is you, 心情.
Yeah, mood.
Yes, 这么.
This.
好。
Good.
Yes. 怪不得你心情这么好。No wonder you're in such a good mood. 是啊,我本来只是想拿来当装饰,没想到竟然还会开花。
Yes, I only intended to use it as decoration, but I didn't expect it to flower.
Yes. So, 是啊, it's a way of saying...
Yeah, of course, like, 不错。
It's the same with 对, actually, as well.
Yes.
我...
I...
本来...
Ben Lai originally at the beginning?
Yes, so 本原本 originally, 本来 originally. These two words are both originally. And in the Chinese context, usually we would say something originally should be like this, but actually it went to a different direction, something like that. So use it when you need to explain that what happened unexpectedly later. So, for example, I can say, 我本来是要去的,不过后来不太舒服就没去。
Oh, so I originally at the beginning I wanted to go, but then I didn't go because I didn't feel very well.
Exactly. So, 本来 originally or previously I had this and this, but something happened and I changed my mind. It's like that. How about, if you want to say, this work was originally supposed to be done by today, but it's okay to do it tomorrow. How to say that in Chinese?
这些工作本来是要今天做完的。不过明天做也可以。
Perfect. That's how you say it.
This is a nice boss that lets you do that. It's very understanding.
Yes. Okay. We can also say, for example, I was originally going to marry him, but then I found out that we are just really not right for each other. How to say that in Chinese?
This something happened. So 我本来要跟他结婚的。可是后来发现了我们真的不合适。
See, if you're not for each other, you're not for each other, no matter what originally happened. So, you know.
Sometimes it happens, but also it happens a lot of times that you plan to do something or maybe you want to do something, but then life gets in the way. So, 本来can be very useful.
Can be very useful. And 我本来只是
I only wanted to.
Yes, 只是想 only wanted to. 拿来
To use.
To use it, to take it. 当
As.
装饰
As a decoration.
As a decoration, as something to decorate the room. So yes, 装饰 can also be used as a verb. So 装饰一下我的房间 to decorate my room. And 没想到
I didn't thought.
Didn't anticipate it, didn't thought. 竟然
Unexpectedly.
Do you think 竟然 and 居然 can be used interchangeably?
I think so.
You're right. Yes, that is the word that you can use to replace 居然 if you want. 竟然居然 both carry the meaning of something unexpected happened. 还会
I didn't expect it to also.
Even will.
To even.
开花.
To flower, to bloom.
To flower, to bloom. Yes. So that's the conversation. I think it's a very happy incident that these two are sharing. So shall we practice the conversation then?
Of course.
你今天看起来很高兴啊。
对,我上周在路边捡了一根树枝,今天早上居然开花了。
怪不得你心情这么好。
是啊，我本来只是想拿来当装饰，没想到竟然还会开花。
Perfect! You're listening to Takeaway Chinese with myself, Niu Hongli, and Georgia. We would love to hear from you. Send us your thoughts by email to learnchinese@cri.com.cn. Coming up next, let's learn about the small happy things in life. 让我们来一起聊一聊小确幸。Don't go away, so you'll take some Chinese away.Welcome back to Takeaway Chinese. I'm Niu Honglin with Georgia for today's 小确幸 episode. I really enjoy this episode. We've already talked about 小确幸, 微小而确实的幸福, this popular Chinese term that translates to small moments that is full of happiness, very joyful, little joys in English. And we know it refers to finding happiness in small, simple things in life, such as enjoying a cup of tea, spending time with loved ones, receiving random compliments from strangers, engaging in deep and meaningful conversations, all these examples. So can you think of a 小确幸 moment in your life or in your life this week? Let's pick this week.
I was actually just thinking about it, some 小确幸. I just had one this morning. I have a new coffee machine, and every time I make coffee in the morning or after lunch, it brings me joy to use this new coffee machine and to try new flavors. And I would say that this is something very 小确幸, so something that really brings me joy.And I would say also, it's not a small thing at all, but I live very close to the sea.And every day it's a sunny day, such as today. Every time I go to the seaside, even though I can't swim right now, my heart is filled with joy. And I tell myself, I really can't be sad with this weather and in this moment. And right now, I think something we can all appreciate is the fact that spring is coming, so we can see flowers blooming everywhere, which was also on the conversation. So something we can try to do is having a little walk and notice how spring is coming and try to be very mindful about it.
I like all of the 小确幸you mentioned. I think it's very important to notice these little joy in life. And actually, we have asked online and find some real life examples of the little joyful moments of ordinary people, of common Joes and Janes on the road like you and me. Let me share the lovely example that I have. This story is about bus driver Mr. Jiang receiving a little gift from a passenger. One day, a little girl went to school with her grandma, but they boarded the wrong bus. She began crying because she was worried about being late. The bus driver, Jiang, comforted her and, without affecting his work, took her to the correct bus stop. Afterwards, Jiang met the girl who had been taking the same bus every day for a consecutive week and carrying a package of egg rolls in her bag to thank the kind driver. By the time the driver met the girl, the pack of snack was a bit crushed already, but he felt very surprised and happy. And then he shared the story online and he said it was a lovely, tiny, small thing. The egg rolls are the best egg rolls he had ever had, even though it has not that much to do with the taste.
Oh, this is such a nice story. And I have one from Lu Shengtian that it's from an art academy and is using fell flowers to repair street corners. So using soft wool, Lu Shengtian created some patches for the damaged street corners of the street, allowing little flowers to grow on the broken bricks and walls. Luo feels happy to apply his professional knowledge to make these fell flowers and believes that that can make the city look nicer and, in the meantime, notice people of potential dangers of the damage. Later, also, many neighbors decided to join him and is using creativity to repair street corners together. I think this is such a nice story for the neighborhood, but also for people walking by and seeing this so nice patches that we're actually not used to because we're used to bricks and walls that are sometimes ruined. So this is something that can bring joy even to a person who is not living in the neighborhood.
Yes, and this actually brings me of a little thing. I think it's a jargon or a little set plot in storytelling. If you're writing a novel, if you're watching a movie, there's this thing that is called kindness from stranger. So if you're watching a movie and you see the main character went through all the trouble and he is experiencing all the sorrow and sadness and problems and challenges in the world and everyone's mean to him and his boss is very harsh and his colleagues won't cooperate and everything just does not work and all of a sudden a kind gesture from a stranger happened to the main character and everything changes. And that is a pivotal moment for the arc of the development of the character. So it's a thing. And I feel like the reason that these kind of moments touch us very deeply is because human beings are wired that way. We are designed to be able to appreciate and be moved by these little joyful moments in life. And we should understand ourselves about that. And we should actively looking for happy moments in life.
I think so as well. Sometimes it happens to receive some compliments from strangers and this fills our heart with joy. So something that I will try to do is compliment more strangers. Sometimes I think, this person looks so nice, this scarf looks so good, the hair color, but I never say that. I should try to actually say that to people and make their day better somehow.
You're right. We can not only can we find out the happy moments in life, we can also be the one who's sending out love, who's creating the happy moments for others. Actually, we often complain about internet destroys our lives. Internet is taking up too much of my time. I'm watching short videos all the time and not appreciating good books, but actually the internet can be a nice place as well if you do it the right way. For example, on my short video platforms, I saw a lot of very lovely short videos showcasing the lovely moments in society, the kindness from strangers. For example, you see people carrying or pushing this really heavy tricycle with a lot of things, and you see strangers, passerbys, would go help push, and these little footage would be shown on social media platforms. You see this little clip of these happy moments, and also you see many short video bloggers or vloggers would go onto the street and film themselves giving compliments to total strangers. That would always put a smile on their faces.
Yes, I think so too. We always, even in the streets, we're also used to picking fights with people or to argue, but it's important to be kind, and even though some strangers might attack us, to give a positive response and try to keep things balanced and focus on the good things and not the negative ones.
Yes, actually more and more people here in China and around the world started to realize the importance of cultivating an ability to feel love, to feel happy in the world. It's not hard living a life. You have to conquer a lot of difficulties. You have to support a lot of people that you care about. You have to have the ability to give out love, and you have to have the love to give. So all that is crucial to all of us, and that is why you see a lot of online courses teaching people how to feel loved, how to find happiness, how to create your own happiness. 幸福课, we call it. So 幸福 in Chinese is happy, and it's not the laughing and smiling kind of happy. It's the long-term important happiness, happy, 幸福. And 幸福课, yes, 幸福课 would be happiness-related courses helping you to be a happier person in life. And with all that, I think it is definitely, like Georgia said, vital to create love, to send out love, to pass on love, and to notice love and happiness. And 幸福 is something we all strive for. That is probably the reason that there is a day designated to celebrate happiness, and that is 幸福日 in Chinese. And hopefully everybody can start from that day and every day after that day to be able to find, create, and pass on happiness.
It's very important. I think we all have a person in our life that we see as maybe a sun, something that brings, someone that brings happiness with them, that brings joy. And it's important to be, to try to be that kind of person and bring happiness and joy to other people's lives, because we're all struggling. We're all going through something. And it's important to be understanding and to bring happiness as much as we can.
Yes, very well said. And that brings us to the end of today's Takeaway Chinese. I'm Yu Honglin, and thank you, Georgia Masud, for joining the show.
Thank you so much. It was so interesting and lovely.
For more fun episodes, you can visit our website at radio.cgtn.com and go to the column podcast. You can also listen to the show and read the script there. Find us wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. Just search for Take Away Chinese. Don't forget to leave your questions, comments, and ratings. 感谢收听, 希望你度过幸福的一天。Bye-bye.
Goodbye, everyone. Till next time. 再见.